Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
We've got a website. You can go to freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that you'll find waiting for you there over at freetalklive.com. They're free, unlike a lot of those talk show hosts in the business. They want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free, so go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. You may also dial in and bring up anything that you like. We have discussed quite a bit about veganism versus, you know, other diets, parental rights. It's been a variety of different threads that stemmed from a story of a woman who has been ordered by a court in Italy to feed her son meat at least once per week because she's on an extreme vegan diet, and she's put her son on that diet as well. I feel like we've exhausted that topic, at least between you and I, Mark, but you're still welcome to call in if you have something to say about that. Always open phones anytime here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You may also call in on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Here's a story from NPR about an unusual prison. A prison that does things a lot differently than you might find done here in the United States. And trying new things is a good idea when it comes to prisons, because the ones we have, they're not working so well at actually helping people.
Yeah, if you expect to get different results, you're going to have to try different things. And
government doesn't like that very
much. If you like the results that are going on here in the United States with the largest prison population on the planet by a good margin, you know, larger than any country, even ones that are far more populous than the United States, well, you know, if those are the results you want to have, where you have this giant government program of a prison industrial complex, then by all means, let's try nothing new. Let's think about nothing new.
Well, that's certainly the way they like things here. I mean, the status quo is very good for the prison building industry, whoever it is that's building those prisons, and it's certainly good for hiring more bureaucrats within the prison guard world. So, you know, there's certain groups of people that benefit from that, but the poor bastards that are sitting in those cells, many of whom have never harmed another human being in their entire lives, it's certainly not good for them. So here's a story from NPR. The first thing you notice when you enter the grounds of Halden Prison in Norway's far southeast is the forest. Pine and birch trees surround buildings of dark black brick with elegant windows.
No one should have to live among conifers.
There's no concrete exercise yard here. It looks like a university campus. I'm sure I'm butchering this man's name. It's spelled A-R-E. Could it possibly be pronounced something besides R? Ere? I don't know.
Let's go with R.
R. Heudel, the prison governor, smiles at the incredulous reaction of visitors. The effect of the prison design was intentional. He said, "The only thing that looked like a prison is the big wall. You think this is a prison when you see the big wall, but the buildings could be a university, hospital, school, something like that," he says. "A 25-foot-high concrete wall encircles the compound, but nothing else speaks of a maximum security prison."
Nope. I don't know why they have a 25-foot concrete wall when, I mean, you know, prisons all over the United States make do with two 12-foot fences run about 20 feet apart from each other with concerta wire in between. I mean, why would you block out the sun?
Well,
spend all that extra money.
I get the impression here that this is a large campus, so there's no sun being blocked out. The walls are a good distance away from the actual prison facility, at least based on the photo.
Then why would you spend all that extra money?
I don't know. It's Norway, Mark. Anyway, going on here, no guard towers, no guns, no razor wire, none of the trappings of what you might normally consider.
So maybe they just didn't want the razor wire because it looks scary.
Yeah. We have a lot of drug smugglers. It's near the border with Sweden. We have murderers, rapists. We have everything in this prison, says the warden. They have done bad things, Heudel says, but they are not bad people. He says that's a really important distinction. They are human beings. We treat them with respect. And that's the philosophy behind this prison, which opened in 2010. Norway, which is rich with North Sea oil, spends $90,000 a year to house each prisoner. That's three times what is spent on inmates in the United States.
Yeah, that's a lot of money per year.
Norwegians think
but
it's...
But also, they probably have fewer, so maybe that... Well, I don't know. Maybe it's an issue of size, you know, economy of size.
The Norwegians think it's a good investment, says the story. The recidivism rate is less than 30%, which is half of what it is in the United States.
60% is the claim of the recidivism rate in the United
States? That's what they're saying here.
Yeah, a lot of that has to do with, you know, these very difficult parole and probation criteria.
And it's easy to violate probation.
Yeah, it's very easy to go back in that way. I didn't, and I was never going to.
And there are more than 2.2 million Americans in prison. Norway's prison population is one-tenth that on a per capita basis. So, per capita, theirs is one-tenth of the United States.
Their prison population.
Their prison population. Yeah. So, a lot fewer. Many, many fewer. We walk up a meandering landscaped path, passing prisoners on the way. They greet the prison governor by his first name. The atmosphere at Halden is casual, but the doors are locked and cameras watch every movement. Past a grove of birch trees, we approach a series of elegant wood and metal-clad buildings. These are the cell blocks. The 250 inmates here are locked in their cells for 12 hours a day, but those cells are private rooms with wood furniture, a shower, a fridge, and a flat-screen television.
Hmm. I've also been wondered about this, is there's all kinds of problems with keeping inmates. It's difficult work, and if they just give them TV, I know everybody hates the idea of inmates having cable television.
But they're criminals!
Right, it's bad. Let's take all the bad people, put them in a bad place, treat them really badly, then let them go, and then be really shocked when they don't act good. Okay, so, but from a standpoint... You know, like, we might really be able to do something awesome if you put a bunch of educational television on. Just saying, you know, why? What's the problem with this thing running? Does it? I mean, you know what it's like having a TV on. Your eyes are drawn to it. You're mesmerized. Mesmerized inmates aren't picking up objects and smacking people in the head with them.
It's true.
You know, so... I even had a prison guard one time suggest that what he thought was that everybody should get an ounce of pot a week. And I'd ask you, ladies and gentlemen, maybe the prison population would be better off with an ounce of pot a week and some flat screen TVs. Maybe this would be better for everybody. Maybe it would save money. Maybe recidivism rates would be lower. We have no idea.
So there's actually a photo in this article of one of the cells, and. I mean, this looks like you're in Fort Gulch. it looks pretty nice, all things considered. There's like what appears to be a fairly large window, like not quite full size, but not small like you would normally see on a prison. And then there's also what appears to be like a, you know, kind of a twin, maybe slightly smaller than twin size bed.
It looks like a dorm room.
Yeah, very much like a dorm room.
Or a hospital room.
A desk with a chair. And
it's still institutional.
Oh, definitely. It's just some shelving and the television there. But, I mean, Mark, I've been in a jail before, and my circumstances of being kept were not as nice as this. And the jail I went to is the one here in Cheshire County, which we call the Keene Spiritual Retreat. I mean, here you don't even have a cellie. There's no roommate in this cell. And that's a nice thing, too, to not
have
to share
space.
That's
really nice. What I look at it, and the first thing I saw was a mattress that is a sort of a full twin mattress as opposed to this, you know, pad thing that on a metal slab that I had to sleep on in prison.
I wouldn't call it a full twin mattress. It looks pretty thin. That looks pretty prison thin to me, that mattress. There's like a mattress with like a sort of a pillow mat on top of it. There are actually two things there in that bed.
Yeah, well, I mean, it looked a hell of a lot more comfortable than stuff I slept on.
Yeah, it definitely looks better than what I slept on as well. But it's not just the architecture that makes Halden unique.
Look, I don't particularly like convicts. I'm not looking to make their world easier. That's not my goal. If I thought that dispensing daily beatings to inmates would somehow be a preferable way to run a prison that would have good results, I would. I'm a very nuts and bolts practical kind of guy. I'd say the beating shall commence until morale improves.
Well, but we're talking about results here, right?
And right. That's what. So that's what I want people to look at here is that okay, you got to consider, we've tried the let's treat people badly thing. I would love somebody to call at 1-855-450-3733 and suggest some new worse thing that we could do to inmates that we haven't done in the last few decades in the United States. Because I think that, you know, other than things that are sort of constitutionally prohibited, you know, just about every horrifying thing that could be tried on people has been done. And, like, is Sheriff Joe Arpaio getting better results in his jail by putting people in pink underwear and putting them out in the sun?
No, absolutely not. There's more on the way here about this prison, some unique things about it. Coming up here, 855-453. You can share your thoughts with us. What do you think about this? Is this too wimpy? 855-453.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio waves. This live Sunday edition continues. We're talking about prison and conditions in which inmates are being kept and how doing things differently might give you different results when it comes to recidivism rates, the likelihood of somebody to recommit a crime, a violent crime, presumably, when they get out of prison. The statistics here, according to NPR.org, in Norway, they're saying that the recidivism rate is less than 30% there as compared to something like 60% in the United States. And we're looking at one of the prisons in Norway. They're not all like this. There are more conventional prisons in Norway. And in fact, if prisoners are not doing what they're supposed to, if they're not following the rules and attending classes and counseling at this prison we're talking about, this sort of unique prison, they are then sent to conventional prisons. So it's not to say that the entire system is like this in Norway, but obviously there are some differences.
Yeah, I think this is really important. Having spent 8.5 years in prison for second-degree murder, I never killed anybody, and I was finally released by an order from the Florida Supreme Court, or as a result of that. But the issue, you know, like having seen this on the inside, is that in many ways, inmates can get it only so good, right? Like, you know, there's only, like, people operate best when they have new, different goals going on. Like, there's new ways to get more freedoms. What I think that, and you know, the limiting that we have in the United States around prisons is that, you know, you can remain disciplinary report free. That's what they called sort of write-ups. The prison I was at is a DR. Mm-hmm. And I never had a DR. But there are people that, I never had one stick. I got one. I did get one for...
You beat it?
Altering and defacing state property. I was found guilty at the hearing, but found innocent upon appeal because the lieutenant who investigated could read English. And, you know, it was obvious I didn't alter or deface state property. I possessed a pair of pants that had been altered in the sewing room, but that doesn't prove that I altered them.
Yep.
Because I didn't. They were given to me by a guy who went home. Nonetheless, I probably, in retrospect, I wish I'd never touched those pants.
Yep.
But, you get kind of obsessed with having new and different things there. This is kind of the point, is that, you know, if inmates could have more freedoms as they performed better, this might prepare them for a world where they would have even more freedoms. Yeah, this doesn't seem like a radical concept.
Now, that's a good point, too, because a lot of them, when they get out, even if they don't want to commit a crime, they're so used to being in prison, they're institutionalized, it's the only place they're comfortable. And so they find themselves committing acts of crime in order to, believe it or not, get put back in the place that they know, the place they understand, which is prison.
Yeah, well,
it's crazy, but it's true.
I never saw anybody beating on the doors to stay in or to come back. But at the same time, I have heard people say that that's what they would do if they were released. These are lifers that had been in longer than I. I don't know.
There was a guy I was just in jail, which is different from prison, is for people who were there less than a year. I mean, I was just in jail, and one of the dudes who came in while I was there in the cell block comes back in after having been arrested again for something. He wasn't there when I was in the beginning of my stay, but he'd been in that jail previously, right?
Yep. Okay.
And so he comes in and he goes, Lucy, I'm home! You know, it's just kind of this attitude of, hey, I'm back, you know, like, here I am, away from home.
This is where I belong.
Anyway, going on here with this prison in Norway. So it's not just the architecture that makes Halden unique. You'll find the staff playing badminton with inmates in the gym, eating with them in the dining areas. That didn't happen when I was in jail.
No, the place where people eat often is distinguishes hierarchies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, there was absolutely a staff dining hall. I worked.
Yep, and the staff got different food sometimes, too, than the inmates.
Yep.
Karen Dwyer-Loken is from Baltimore. She's married to a Norwegian and teaches history and English to inmates at Halden. She says it's based on mutual respect between everybody. It's that anybody can learn anything. Anybody can change their lives with the right kind of help, guidance, and giving them a chance. Remember, and they said there are murderers in this prison.
Yeah, and this teaching history thing, I think, is also something, is that there was basically no college-level educational opportunities. One of the reasons that I took a plea bargain in my case and didn't fight it was You know, there were several reasons. One of them was that I could go to prison and begin getting game time, whereas I was doing day for day in jail, I would have been doing something like 10 days for one in prison. Well, they took that game time away shortly after I got there, but, you know, regardless, that was one of the reasons. Another reason was I thought that I would go get my college for free while I'm in there. Turns out they have no college in there. I didn't know that when I took my plea bargain. I also thought I'd grow my hair out. Oop, they have mandatory butch haircuts. So none of that really worked out for me.
She says they're not supposed to be punished. They're supposed to serve time. She continues, their punishment is being locked up. Their punishment is not to be treated badly while they're locked up. The philosophy is in stark contrast to prisons in the U.S. According to NPR, Dwyer Loken says she's talked to people who work in prisons in Georgia and Texas, and they don't think it would work where they are.
Now our inmates are just too bad.
She says it's too ingrown, the idea that a person who has done something bad is supposed to be punished for a very long time. And while
that is not what prisons are supposed to do. The terminology is custody, care, and control. That's what they are supposed to do. Punishment is not part of their mandate.
While he's being punished, he's supposed to be punished in as many ways as possible, she says. If inmates at Haldon don't follow the rules and attend class and counseling, they are shipped to more conventional prisons. In the metal shop, Sebastian, an inmate serving time for murder...
There's a metal shop.
...is learning how to weld. The correction service won't allow the use of prisoners' full names for privacy reasons. In the U.S., many prisoners serving time for a similar crime would be locked up for 23 hours a day. But what's the first thing they do when they get out, Sebastian asks. He says they'll attack someone because they're so angry. If they lock me up 23 hours a day, if an officer comes open my door, I'll kick his butt. Because why should I not? I'm locked up for 23 hours a day anyway. But they treat me with respect. They give me opportunities and trust. And I want to show that I'm worthy. Haldon focuses.
Well, I don't know if this guy knows what he would do if he was put in, 23-hour seg, and I'm certain that the people that put inmates in, segregation for 23 hours a day know exactly how to handle inmates when they open the door. But I would absolutely agree that it's insane to think that you're going to, look, take somebody, put them in, a cell 23 hours a day for 10 years, and then pop, throw them back out on the streets, and suddenly they're going to, they're going to be able to behave properly.
Well, Mark, it's not to say that putting him in segregation and then going to take him out is going to, I guess what I'm trying to say here is that he's not saying that the staff wouldn't be trained to deal with him, right? Like, they're more than prepared to deal with you. They've got the tools.
Yes.
If they need to.
They're excellent at this.
But he's just talking about what his attitude would be. And
I don't know if he necessarily knows what his attitude would be. I really don't trust people to know what their own psychology is. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, I don't think what he's saying is unreasonable here. I mean, if you are on lockdown 23 hours a day and you're in for dozens of years, then why would you care?
Okay. So, the point I'm trying to make here is that I don't think he knows his own psychology, and I don't think prison guards in Texas know his psychology either. I don't think very few people who are trained in psychology have any business talking about what people's psychology would be like. Anybody else really doesn't have any business at all anyway.
I see where you're coming from, but it's not going out on a limb to say you will behave differently when given different incentives.
That's true.
855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here. Join us on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE is the toll free number. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting there for you. One of the things we do on Free Talk Live is talk about Bitcoin off and on. It's a really exciting alternative currency that is taking the world by storm. You could, I think, argue that Bitcoin is the world's most popular alternative to government currencies because it is accepted internationally by people all around the world. And
if you excluded barter
and the influence continues, I don't think you can call barter a currency, really.
Yeah.
The influence continues to grow with Bitcoin, with larger companies like Dell Computers taking Bitcoin, and even small mom-and-pop shops accepting Bitcoin. Our activist-run 101 Deals, a thrift store here in town, they accept Bitcoin for thrift store purchases.
So happily.
There's a huge range of the type of stuff that you can buy and do and support with Bitcoin. Wikipedia, taking Bitcoin. So, but you got to have Bitcoin in order to give some away or to buy things with it. So where do you get Bitcoin? Well, one option, and I would say it's the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, is ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and most importantly, inexpensive, because there are ways to pay a lot more to get Bitcoin out there. I think you're going to have a tough time finding anybody that offers a better deal than ExpressCoin.com. How about zero transfer fee? Because normally when you change one form of currency into another, there's a fee that's charged. Well, ExpressCoin will do zero fees when you use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, just start off at ExpressCoin.com. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or a check, and you can even get other stuff like Litecoin and Dogecoin over there. But again, ExpressCoin.com, they've got an app that you can download, or you can just use their website, ExpressCoin.com, and don't forget coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all at ExpressCoin.com with coupon code FTL. So we were talking, I don't know if it was earlier this week, I think it was, about the status of the American newspaper. And I find this just to be absolutely fascinating and sort of a study of the old guard going away and being displaced by the, you know, sort of disruptive technology that we have known as the internet that is allowing people to bypass the old gatekeepers. And old media, the old guard, if you will, these are the gatekeepers. These traditionally were the people that kept you from getting to an audience, right? Like, you could write a letter to the editor, but maybe they wouldn't publish it.
Right, the editor, yeah. It's a letter to the editor, and he decides what to do with it.
But, you know, that's sort of the classic definition of a gatekeeper, somebody who has access to some sort of a platform and is keeping you out. And you have to jump through a certain number of hoops in order to get onto that platform. Now, with the internet, anybody who has a moment in time can go and set up a free website somewhere, a free blog site on WordPress, for instance, and within moments have yourself a place for people to go on the internet. Now, driving traffic to those places is, of course, the challenge of new media, right? To drive traffic to your new media as opposed to people going to traditional media, which is, of course, their habit. That's what they're used to. People, especially older folks, do have the habit still of picking up a newspaper. That's starting to change, and it's changing in a big way. Now, earlier we talked about the Pew study that's going to be cited here in this, but they dig a little bit deeper in this story here from Yahoo News. Actually, it's the AFP's Rob Lever that is reporting. The news remains mostly bleak for the American newspaper industry, struggling over the past decade to adapt to the new digital landscape. The sale of the San Diego Union-Tribune in early May for $85 million underscored the horrific slump in the value of old media companies in recent years. And we've seen radio companies going down in price as well. So it's affecting our business, too. Although the sum paid by Tribune Publishing was only marginally below the $110 million in 2011 in a sale of the San Diego Group and excluded some valuable real estate, the newspaper was believed to be worth as much as $1 billion as late as 2004. So in one decade's time, it went from what was presumed to be a $1 billion valuation to $85 million at sale this year.
Wow.
The story is the same at other once proud U.S. metropolitan dailies. According to the Pew Research Center, valuations are down by more than 90% from their peaks at the Boston Globe, Philly Inquirer, Chicago Sun-Times, and Minneapolis Star Tribune. While newspapers are trying to get readers with digital subscriptions and mobile apps, they're swimming against a powerful tide.
They sure are.
For the U.S. daily newspaper.
I mean, you've got to ask somebody, you know, what does somebody want to pay for it for when they can get most of their news? You can get 90% of your news for free online. You don't need some kind of subscription. So in the case of local news, I can see, okay, well, you know, gotta pay for it in order to get it. But in a lot of times, people figure out ways to get around it, or they just live without the local news. They'll either get their news from the radio, or get their news from the TV, or get their news from someplace else. Really, what you're doing is just keeping traffic away from your website in many ways.
And away from your advertisers as a result.
Well, this is, before too long, I'm going to give my prescription on how I think I can save the newspaper industry.
We'll get into that here in a moment. But while they're again swimming against this powerful tide. So for the U.S. daily newspaper sector over the past decade, weekday circulation has fallen 17%. And ad revenue more than 50%, according to Pew. And in 2014, three big media companies decided to spin off newspapers to focus on more profitable broadcast or digital properties. Quote, every newspaper chain talks about getting digital faster. The plain truth is that despite almost two decades of effort, most aren't close to where they need to be.
And they don't really know how.
That's exactly right, because they're old, you know, they're old tech. It's hard for these old, big, Goliath, behemoth businesses to change their models.
Even if they do change their models, you're asking a lot. How many companies, digital news companies out there, make the kind of money that it takes a newspaper to survive? How much of that pie is out there? Like, I think when it came to the news pie, it shrank. Now, the world needs to figure out, and we haven't, and consumers aren't the right ones to be asking on this. The world needs to figure out, how do we support real journalism, people who write news stories? And we don't have a lot of good answers for that. There's these sites where people, the writers get paid for the amount of people that look at the site, mm-hmm. but that doesn't really incentivize good news. It incentivizes the top 10 ways to grow your bust.
Ken Doctors, the guy who said that earlier, an industry analyst who writes with the Newsonomics blog and is a consultant for the research firm Outsell, soon, said Doctor, newspapers will have few options aside from cutting the frequency of the print edition, as several dailies have done,
yep.
to save expenses.
Well, the one in New Orleans did that.
That's right. They cut to 3 times a week, I think. Doctor said the industry has...
When you look at a lot of these dailies that are coming out, they're paper thin. My wife got the newspaper all last year. My mother definitely wants to get it when she comes up and stays. But my wife decided...
The local paper.
Yeah, the local paper. She decided, I just don't need it. I don't get the coupons out of there quite enough. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, she decided she didn't want to do it. It's not for me not badgering her. I like her to get it. That way I can go online and I don't have to worry about, getting around their paywall. But... she just didn't want to do it. I feel bad for the local newspaper. I want it to succeed, but I think it needs a different business model.
Doctor said the industry has failed to increase revenue since 2008, making it harder to invest in digital. In the first quarter of 2015, 7 of the largest newspaper groups made a combined profit of $21 million.
That's very bad.
In 2005, the large Gannett Group alone earned $1.8 billion. So just a quick recap there. 2015, the first quarter, 7 of the largest groups made $21 million combined in profit, and then a decade ago, just one group, Gannett Group, which is a large group, alone earned $1.8 billion. It's an incredible, incredible drop in revenue.
Yeah.
And they're saying here that there hasn't been a single increase in revenue since 2008. These companies, he says, have little to invest. We'll talk more about the state of the news here in moments. 855-453 is our number, and you can share your thoughts. Maybe you work in the newspaper business, or maybe you just got fired. This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain on this live Sunday edition. More on the way.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, moments remain here. And still enough time for you if you want to share with us whatever's on your mind. 855-453. We're talking about the difficulties facing the newspaper industry, and it's not getting easier for them. There's so much competition now. I mean, you know, the old days, it used to be easy. You were the only paper in a geographic area, and that was it. You know, maybe there was a competitor in your area if you were big enough, but generally, most of them, it was just them.
The government actually has rules on, you know, what you've got to post in the newspaper of record in order to, you know, claim a fictitious name and a variety of other things. So, you know, here you have now these laws that require people to post, you know, in newsprint.
And it's going away.
And no one reads it.
Right. So, you know, of course, the old days, you pretty much had no competition. And the history of being in the newsprint business has sort of seen an increase in competition over time, right? Because as mail delivery became possible, then different papers could come in from different areas. So to some extent, that increased the level of competition on a paper, which is a good thing. To have competition means that you got to be on the top of your game. You got to be at the best level of reporting and the best price and, you know, put the best value out for your customers. So then, of course, you know, you bring in television, or first you bring in radio, and then you bring in television later, and that's even more competition for these papers. And then, of course, the internet, which truly, really did break down all the barriers, breaking down the, you know, the prohibitions on being able to communicate with people. And now, of course, anyone can have a blog, and in fact, anyone can print their own paper if they've got enough money to do so. The costs of creating media have come down dramatically. Our very own Daryl W. Perry, who is our Friday night co-host here on Free Talk Live, he prints his own four-page monthly paper here in the Keene area and distributes it all around New Hampshire.
People could always do that. I remember when I was in high school, we looked at putting together a little newspaper that we distributed in the community or whatever. The idea was to make this sort of underground newspaper for people of a certain demographic.
Right.
And yeah, you could always do that. That's the difference between a blog and, you know, like one of these mega blogs like Boing Boing or Huffington Post or whatever. So I mean, there's a difference in size.
Well, but it's still more available now than ever before. There's more ways to print. There's more tools that you can use to put together a newspaper. In the same way that in the video production business, the costs of producing videos have dropped dramatically. The cost of storing videos dropped dramatically. I don't think print has seen the same cost drops.
No, it hasn't seen the same cost drops. But
it certainly has had cost drops, and you know the design tools that you can use to make a paper are so much easier now to use than in the past, right? So now you can just do it with some computer program, whereas before they were literally like organizing things on a page and then having to do, I don't know, who knows what to make copies of that thing. Anyway, they're talking about the dramatic drops in revenue here. In fact, according to, this is Ken Doctor. He's an industry analyst who writes at the Newsonomics blog. He says that the industry has failed to increase revenue since 2008. In fact, it's dropped precipitously over the last decade. He says they're still paying off debt, issuing dividends, keeping up with pension obligations, and anticipating print ad results that can't find a bottom. Even the New York Times, among the most aggressive in shifting to digital news, acknowledged recently that 70% of its revenues come from print. But newspaper organizations need to rethink their strategy to act more like startups, says Alan Mutter, a former Chicago newspaper editor who's now a consultant on digital news. He says, quote, people in the media business have to recognize they're not in the print or broadcasting business. They're in the business of attracting audiences to sell advertising, he said. And Mutter said many media organizations are under pressure to deliver quarterly earnings, which prevent a long-term strategy. One exception is the Washington Post, which, under new owner and Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, has been expanding in news gathering as it refines its digital strategy. This has paid off with a 65% jump in digital visitors in the year through April, according to ComScore figures.
Right. I mean, those digital visitors are valuable, and, you know, the question is, how are you going to turn them into more value? That's what it really comes down to. This is true with paper readers, too. Paper readers are valuable. The newspaper industry doesn't want to give up the notion that people need to pay for their dead trees. Mm. They just don't want to give up that notion. But that's how newspapers are surviving. The newspapers that are surviving tend to be the penny saver, the dollar weekly, these weekly giveaways that often have, advertorial kind of content or the good news in the community and that sort of thing. And those things are fine for what they are, but let's not forget that real news is valuable and that people want to read it. And if you want those valuable readers to read your news, then you need to give that thing away like so many, everything. That's what people want. People want to consume it for free. I understand you don't want to give it to them for free. I understand reporters have paychecks. I get all that stuff. You need a new business model. That's the end of the story. We can watch your newspaper sink into the ocean like so many have, while you complain about how your readers aren't paying for your newspapers anymore.
They're not doing it the way they always have done it.
Right. It's been a long time. We know that they're not going to do that. We know that this business model is a failure. We need to try something new. Let's do what works. Give away newspapers. Try to get them in people's mailboxes as best you can. And sell the adverts, sell more advertising. Have a larger advertising to editorial content. And just get those advertisers to pay for it, and they want to be in front of people. You still have the currency of being the newspaper of record. Don't lose it. Don't kill your business model. Change. Well, I've already told you how, you stinking dinosaur.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now.
Well, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what people like Jeff Bezos are going to bring to the newspaper industry, the kind of innovation that the newspapers may just need. These old dinosaurs that have been in the print business forever, they're not going to be the ones who are going to embrace the innovation, even if it's shoved down their throat. It's going to be difficult for them. But somebody like Bezos coming in, he's got plenty of money. You know, dropping $250 or $265 million on a newspaper for him is probably, you know, no big deal. But having these innovators come in, I think maybe could give them something to where they could possibly survive, or at least a little bit longer. So it's going to be interesting to see what he brings to the table. Under Bezos, the Post has invested in reporting and design, and they've embedded technology and design people, and done a lot of things right, said one of the analysts, although this probably hasn't translated into profits Mutter does say that Bezos takes a long view, and it's his own money. So he doesn't have this quarterly earnings thing that he has to deal with, right?
Right. That's his money. I would concur with that. And what people need to look at is there's all kinds of profitable news sites on the Internet. That's all he's proposing to do, is to create an already a news source and make it profitable in a digital sphere, and probably at some point phase out his dead tree project as time goes by. I'm not recommending
Maybe.
That. I think that dead tree distribution system has great value, but, you know, Bezos hasn't rang me up and asked me what I think about this either.
Some newspapers have partnered with Facebook, which will host the content and deliver articles to users of the social network, potentially helping boost ad revenues. Mutter said that even though newspapers had resisted such deals, they swallowed their pride because they lack the sort of massive global reach that only Facebook can provide. This, however, will only offer modest relief to newspapers, according to Mutter. A study by the American Press Institute released last week said a key for the industry is changing the culture of newsrooms to foster innovation. This includes allowing interaction of different groups, journalists, technicians, and others, which the study referred to as tribes. To encourage innovation and transformation, organizations need to empower and motivate their tribes. API Deputy Director Jeff Sonderman said cash-strapped newspapers can still invest and innovate by using a lean startup approach. Instead of spending a long time and a lot of money in a big attempt at something new, you spend a little bit of money on a small-scale experiment and you build in steps. Despite the downward spiral over the past decade, Sonderman said there are some positive signs. Quote, "We see signs that publishers in the right environment with the right leadership are starting to stabilize and even grow in some areas." And that's about all they can say right now. Like, there's a few publishers with the right people who've stabilized their blood loss, right? That's what he means by stabilize. Stop the hemorrhaging of cash that is currently affecting these guys. Now, again, the radio business is not in as bad of a way as the newspaper business, but they, too, are having a tough time, you know? Their revenues
had a lot of problems before Rush came along, and he kind of breathed some new life. Rush Limbaugh breathed some new life into AM, but honestly, there have been a lot of problems in the last 2 years since Rush Limbaugh called that lady a slut on the air. It was, what they say is when Rush Limbaugh catches a cold, talk radio catches pneumonia, and AM and talk radio are pretty strongly linked. Many AMs went sports talk, which is another form of talk radio and not as controversial, but I don't know. Maybe Russia's got to go for revenues to come back to talk radio.
Well, he can only last so much longer.
His early 60s, yeah. His contract is up this year.
Oh, really? That'll be interesting.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to get that $50 million a year again.
All right, we're out of time for tonight, but we'll be joining you again tomorrow, so join us in the meantime online at freetalklive.com, where our archive. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.